Привет! Welcome to our Venetilo Russian Tour, a series that will air each day, this week only.
Each episode is dedicated to the events being held at the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg
at Borsavini and Venetilo Russia,
organized by the Erona Fiere
and the Italian Trade Agency,
powered by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Grab your favorite Italian wine and we will see you in Russia.
If you enjoyed listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production and publication costs.
And remember to subscribe and rate our show wherever you tune in. Пока, пока.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Rebecca Lawrence, and today we're starting a new series of episodes called Russian Tour, dedicated to Venitaly, Russia and Borsavini. Joint events for Erona Fiere and the Italian Trade Agency, with the support of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, scheduled for the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg. This year, Venitaly, Russia and Borsavini exhibition will be held in an agile format. Italian producers will join online B2B sessions to accompany tastings of their wines, and Russian importers will present Italian wines directly to attendees in Russia. In this series, we are going to introduce you to some Italian wine producers taking part in B2B sessions in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So, each of them will be represented by one wine. We'll give you a brief description of the selected wine, followed by a short presentation from the producers themselves. We contacted the wineries in advance to ask them two key questions. Why is this wine special to you? And is there any traditional dish from your region that pairs particularly well with this wine? So let's get started. Today we have four producers: Montalvini Winery, Casale del Giglio, Azienda Vinicola Anna Spinato, and Cantina Valpolicella Negra. First up, Montalvini Winery. There's been a real buzz about the bubbles out of Italy in the last few years. As their popularity has increased, so have the number of bottles produced, and the international market has truly embraced these wines. The first wine producer that I'm introducing you to today is just one example. Montalvini is a family-owned winery located in Veneguzzo, in the heart of one of the most famous wine regions in Italy. This area is particularly known for the exclusive production of Asolo Prosecco DOCG, the incredibly popular sparkling wine made from Glera, characterized by being lightly aromatic with flavors and aromas of buttercup, green apple, pear, and white peach. As an expression of the company's excellent sparkling winemaking ability comes the Asolo Prosecco Superiore DOCG, a high-quality wine made from their best vineyards. This particular wine is also characterized by its originality in the Prosecco landscape. Let's talk about the winemaking process. The Glera grapes of the Asolo Hills mature towards the end of September. After a first soft pressing, the must is fermented at a controlled temperature through the use of selected yeasts. After fermentation, the wine is filtered and stored, then re-fermented in an autoclave with the addition of a liqueur de tirage, at a temperature of around 16 degrees Celsius. Once obtained, the sparkling wine is chilled to minus 4 degrees Celsius. Once the refining process is complete, the product undergoes isobaric filtration in a second autoclave and is then bottled. The wine is straw yellow in colour with green reflections. The fresh, fruity aroma is reminiscent of acacia flower, wisteria and golden delicious apples. Its fine bubbles that rise in the glass create an instinctive festive atmosphere, and its good structure satisfies even the most demanding palates. At the same time, the elegance of its aromas and its softness make it attractive to all wine lovers. This Prosecco is well suited to accompany the very best dishes. The main characteristics of the wine is its balance. Now I'm going to give the floor to the producer.
Hello, buongiorno. I'm Alberto Serena and I'm the CEO of Montalvini, which is a winery located in the Asolo Prosecco Superiore DOCG area. What my family's been doing from the beginning, from 1881, is to promote our territory. So it's now me and my sister Sara who run the winery, and we are the fifth generation of winemaking in our family. So as I said before, we are located in the Asolo Prosecco DOCG area, which is the smallest area of production for Prosecco. And it is quite different because the soil gives a minerality to the wine. So it becomes clear in the glass because it has a higher structure. And it is a Prosecco which can be matched easily with food. So why this Asolo Prosecco Superiore route we're talking about today is special for me? I would say for two reasons, basically. First of all, because we consider ourselves as Monteldini, as ambassadors of our territory. In fact, my father has been president of the consortium of producers for almost 7 years. And secondarily, for the fact that in this wine, we express at its best our craftsmanship in winemaking and especially in making sparkling wines. So in this brut version, we have a balance between fruitiness, minerality, and also intensity. So what kind of food I would suggest for this wine? It is a typical dish in our territory, which is called risi e bisi, which is basically risotto made with fresh peas. And it is a perfect match for this kind of wine because it has aroma, intensity, and also softness, which are also the characteristics of this wine. So I invite you to visit our website, montelvini.it, and also to try our Asolo Prosecco Superiore Brut. Thank you, everyone. Ciao to all of you.
Great. Thank you so much to Alberto from Montelvini. And I remind you that the digital catalogue of the events in Russia is available on the Vinitaly International website, and a link in the description of these episodes. In the meantime, let's move on to our next producer, Casale del Giglio. Casale del Giglio is a winery located 30 miles south of Rome. In parallel with the challenge to select Italian and international varieties best suited to the area, Casale del Giglio has always maintained a keen interest in Lazio's native grape varieties, such as Biancolella, Cesanese, and Pecorino, rediscovered in areas close to the property. The composition of the soil in what is now breezy vineyard areas near the coastal town of Anzio enabled it to resist the disastrous phylloxera epidemic of the late 19th century and to preserve the area's local ungrafted vines. More than 60-year-old vines thrive in this small, unique microclimate and terroir, where a perfect interdependence of vine, soil, climate and tradition are essential to the production of this great wine. We're pleased to introduce you to Anthium Bianco Lazio IGT by Casale del Giglio. But first, a few more words about the vine. Bellone's ancestor is believed to be the Uva Pantasticcia, praised by Pliny the Elder in his Naturalis Historica, and present in Italy's Latium region since Roman times. Today, the grape is cultivated from the Alban to the Lapini Hills and along the nearby coastline. So, the Bellone grape is vigorous and resistant to drought, a guarantee for wine quality and balance. While its plump, golden, thick-skinned grapes hang in elongated cone-shaped bunches, a persistent sea breeze contributes to the perfect ripening of the grapes, while a perfect concentration of sugar and a notable acidity help to underline the wine's pronounced mineral notes. The harvest here takes place in late September. When we talk about Anthium Bianco Lazio IGT, vinification takes place in two stages. First, there is maceration on the skins to encourage extraction of the aromas resulting from the terroir. Then, after soft pressing, spontaneous fermentation with indigenous yeast occurs for around 10 to 12 days at 18 to 20 degrees Celsius. This is a deep yellow wine flecked with gold. It speaks of summer and sun, rich ripe tropical fruits such as mango and papaya, which are carefully balanced by a marked acidity, making it suitable for long bottle aging. Lush, ample, and lingering on the palate with hints of flowers and spice, this wine is defined by its trademark acidity and zesty tang. Also has a long finish. Let's see what the producer has to say.
Buongiorno, dobre utra. My name is Elise Rialon. I'm the export manager of Casale del Giglio, a winery located in Lazio, some 50 miles south of Rome. To give you an idea of the geographic position, if you consider Italy as a boot, Lazio would be its knee. So today, I would like to present you our Anthium 2019, to do that, I was asked two questions. The first one is, why is Anthium special for me? Well, first of all, our Anthium is made 100% of Bellone grape, which is an indigenous variety to the Lazio region. Actually, this variety is very antique and was already grown by the Romans. The grape grows on the sandy soil of Anzio, a harbor near Rome. This unique microclimate has enabled the vine to resist the disastrous Phylloxera epidemic. That's why our Anthium is produced from a 60-year-old ungrafted vine, a real terroir where a perfect interdependence between vine, soil, climate, and tradition contribute together to the production of a great wine. Furthermore, the persistent sea breeze contributes to the perfect ripening of the grapes. This Anthium is special because it's not only made by the sea, it's a glass full of sunshine, tropical fruits, and sea breeze. I think it's a wine that perfectly expresses the territory where it grows. It's fresh, yet generous, fruity, yet dry, a great acidity and a long finish that makes it perfect for any kind of occasion. The second question I was asked is to suggest a traditional dish or pair. Well, a perfect local pairing would be zuppa di pesce, which is a typical soup from the fishermen of Anzio, made with the broth of a local fish. Another traditional pairing would be the pasta alla carbonara. Thank you, and see you soon. Uvidiemsia!
Thank you to Elisa Rialand, Export Manager of Casale del Giglio. And now we go back from sunny Lazio to the north in the picturesque landscape of the land of Prosecco in Veneto to present the next producer to you, Azienda Vinicola Anna Spinato. The story of Anna Spinato is the story of a Venetian family from Ponte di Piave, conquered by the love for wine and the passion for its land. The identity of the Anna Spinato winery coincides with almost a century of history of a tenacious Venetian family who have developed a deep bond with the territory from the banks of near the Piave River, reaching all the way through to Conegliano and Valdobbiadene. The winery was founded in 1952 by Pietro Spinato, who understood the enological potential of the land. Today, his daughter Anna and son Roberto work to give identity, value, and prestige to international and local wines. Together, they decided to create wines typical of this region, such as Valdobbiadene, Prosecco, Raboso, Malanotte, alongside wines from international vines capable of expressing and enhancing the unique and distinct characteristics of this land. 60 years after the company was founded, in 2012, Azienda Vinicola Anna Spinato managed to bring the first certified organic wine to light. As the winemakers themselves say, it was just the beginning of an exciting journey that will help them to take care of the land whilst guaranteeing their customers well-being, health and pleasure. Nowadays, Roberto looks after the exclusive packaging and harnesses the modern technologies, giving Anna the energy to continue to face the challenge of reaching markets worldwide. Azienda Vinicola Anna Spinato have chosen the Prosecco DOCG Rosé Brut for this program. Last summer, many of us fell under the spell of rosé. Each season has its perfect wine, and pink is the right colour for the warmest season of the year. Young people and the fashion business have confirmed it with constant passion. For those of you interested in how to make rosé wines, let's have a look at the production process. The Azienda choose the best red grapes of the area and leave them on their skins in contact with the must for just a few hours. Exactly the right time to obtain the unique texture, colour, harmony and unmistakable flavours. Here we have red fruit fragrances and the finest bubbles to pair with fish and shellfish dishes. Just to remind you, here we have the Prosecco Rosé Sparkling DOCG Brut. The production area is Prosecco in the Veneto region. The grapes are 85% Glera and 15% Pinot Noir, vital for that lovely rosé pink colour. The soil are very light and the training system is espalier. The wine is a bright soft pink with a persistent and creamy foam, intense rose, peach aromas, elegant and with a very delicate hint of bread crust. It is creamy mineral with a citrus finish. And now I will give the floor to Roberto to present the winery and this wine himself.
Good morning, I'm Roberto, and along with my mother Anna, I manage the company Anna Spinato Winery in Treviso in Veneto region. The story of Anna Spinato is the one of an Asian family, animated by the passion for vines and the love for wines. Created in 1952 by Pietro, my grandfather, it's around today by mother Anna, who soon realized the potential of Venetian wine, and they decide to become an ambassador of the Italian wine in the world, a successful project based on the name fame of quality of Prosecco, but capable of giving identity, value, and prestige to the other wines from Veneto. Today, we lead the expansion in the same of the Italian tradition by following a strategic project based on the value that the whole world recognizes to the Italian style, made of good, beautiful, and healthy things. Always attentive to the process of cultivation and vinification, Anna Spinato Winery is also characterized by a great sensitivity to interpret the evolution of the taste in the international market, where today is export the 97% of its production. Anna Spinato's range interpreter local and international vines in wine, articulated, completed, and respond to the single constraint that one dictated by the search for the highest quality of champs and flowers, a quality appreciated by customs and evidenced by the many awards achieved in the prestigious international wines competition. I would like to introduce to you our new sparkling wine, the Prosecco DOC Rosé Millesimato Brut. This sparkling is a special wine to me because it represents a mix between two important things. The first, a tradition of our land, famous for the sparkling Prosecco. This wine is obtained with a blend of Glera grapes and Pinot Noir grapes. The Pinot Noir grapes represent the 15% of the total blend and are vinified in the traditional red way for 20 days, followed by the soft pressing and the malolactic fermentation of the wines. Instead, the crushed Glera grapes get cold macerated at 10 Celsius degrees for 24 hours, followed by the soft pressing and the temperature at 18 Celsius degrees. The Pinot Noir and Prosecco wines are preserved separately on the fermentation fine lees at 10 Celsius degrees. The second fermentation begins with the blend of the two based wine at least for 70 days more or less. The color is bright soft pink with a persistent and creamy foam. On the nose, intense scents of rose, peach, elegant with note of bread crust. The taste is creamy, mineral with a citrus ending. My favorite food, Paidi, is with seafood dishes like squids, with cherry tomato and bottarga, but also on its own during an aperitif with a friend. The second thing consists on the fact that in this tough period, it's a big challenge to improve and enlarge our wine range in a different country around the world. This way, however, we are giving all our existing customers and the new ones the significant opportunity to create some new business. I hope you will have the chance to meet and taste our wine during the events in Moscow. In meantime, I wish you a good day and stay safe. Ciao, ciao.
Just a reminder that you're listening to the Italian Wine Podcast. You can find a link to the digital catalogue of the Vinitaly Russia and Borisovini joint events in Russia in the description for this episode. Many thanks to Roberto from Azienda Vinocolo Anna Spinato for presenting his wine to us today. Finally, it's time to move a little bit west, and we're going to stay in the Veneto region for the next producer, Cantina Valpolicella Negra. As we mentioned earlier, we asked our participants a few questions in advance, but the colleagues from the Cantina di Negra did not stop there and shared the story, an interesting one. And while the story is connected with Amarone, one of the most famous red wines of the region, we don't mind at all, and we'd like to go straight into the presentation from our guests today. Just to give you an idea of the Valpolicella area, I'll add a few words here about the vines of the region before we move on to the wine from Cantina Valpolicella Negra. The most important grape variety in the wines of Valpolicella is Corvina, which translates to little raven. Either the dark colour of the grapes is reminiscent of the plumage of the raven, or it refers to the raven's attraction to the grapes when they are ripe. In the Veneto, it is used to produce Valpolicella DOC, Valpolicella Repasso DOC, Amarone della Valpolicella DOCG, Ricciotto della Valpolicella DOCG, Bardolino DOC, Bardolino Superiore DOCG, and the Verona IGP. Amongst the dry wines, Bardolino and Valpolicella are characterized by a light to medium body made with fresh grapes, whilst Amarone della Valpolicella is full-bodied, rich, high in alcohol, and made from air-dried grapes. Valpolicella Repasso is made by adding the unpressed skins of the Amarone, which encourages a second fermentation, increasing the alcohol slightly and giving the wine extra weight. Ricciotto della Valpolicella is the sweet counterpart to Amarone. Finally, there is Bardolino Chiaretto, among Italy's finest rosatos. Now let's find out what the choice was. One more time, I'll hand over to Silvia Monocori, the export manager of Cantina Valpolicella Nigra.
Welcome to everybody. I'm Silvia Minocchieri, the export manager of Cantina Valpolicella Nigra. A few words about our winery. This is the company where Amarone was born 1 century ago, from a lucky mistake of Mr. Adelino Lucchese, our winemaker at the time. He forgot a barrel of sweet Ricciotto wine, the only one produced for centuries across this valley, in the warmest corner of the winery. Along the winter, the fermentation went to the end. The final outcome was a full body, high alcohol, and bitter taste red wine. Because of its bitterness, it was named Amarone, which means bitter taste in Italian language. For more than half a century, we have been sold a red wine, labeling each bottle with the name of Ricciotto Amarone, because there weren't any international acknowledged rules to produce this wine. After the Second Big World War, our commitment were not only to preserve the Cantina Valpolicella Nigra business, but it was also trying to support all the Valpolicella area, contributing to build again our economy. And that's why we decided to share Amarone name and the official techniques with all the wine producers in Valpolicella. From 1970, all our production, based on 733 hectares of vineyard, have been organized in crew, trying this way to underline all the unique single vineyard, soil composition, and unrepeatable production. Le Prairie Amarone DOCG Classico is one of these crew. First of all, the reason of name. Traditional language in Veneto, named Le Preare, the ancient dry stone hand-built terraces, where grape growers built their vineyards located between Verona and the small village Negrar. It is the only way to cultivate the vineyard here. Everything must be done by hand, of course. Can you imagine what does it mean? Let's concentrate us on Amarone wines. Le Preare is one of our best-known products, which express our company philosophy, shown through the wine balance between elegance and structure. It is produced from a traditional grape, 70% Corvina, 15% Corvinone, 15% Rondinella. The vineyards has an excellent exposition to southeast. The soil type varied from clay to calcareous. We use the Pergola Doppia training system, and the vineyards are dated back 25 years ago. We have only 3,000 vines per hectare, and production can be changed, according to the vintage, from 5,000 to 6,000 bottles, a very small amount. Harvests take place between the end of September and the beginning of October, and after that, grapes are gently stored to become drier and to concentrate their compound, losing till the 40% of waters for about 120 days. Fermentation is very slow. It takes around 30 days at the temperature between 23 and 30 degrees. Malolactic fermentation must be completed before moving wines in the aging room. Refinement takes place in large oak barrels for a minimum of 24 months, and a follow-on maturation in bottle for 6 till 8 months, it is always adopted. About its organoleptic profile, it has an intense ruby-red dense color. Aroma makes a big intensity and persistence. It is ethereal, fruity, with hint of cherry and dried prunes, red rose, and sweet spices. Its taste is overwhelmed by full body, smooth and velvety, with an ending taste of elegant vanilla and black chocolate tannin. Enjoy this wine with aged cheese, red meat, or like a happy end of meal. Available in Russia for importation.
Many thanks, Sylvia. That's all for today. I invite you not just to taste Leporello Amarone DOCG Classico to give your assessment, but also the Asolo Prosecco Superiore DOCG from Montalvini Winery, Anthium Bianco Lazio IGT by Casale del Giglio, and Prosecco DOC Rosé Millesamato Brut from the Anna Spinato Winery. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rebecca Lawrence, and our Russian tour series continues on the Italian Wine Podcast.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.